Seabird research at the Alaska Sea Life Center has been focused on monitoring populations in our backyard, in Resurrection Bay and Kenai Fjords National Park.
Now let's hear from Sarah Donahue, a marine ecology research technician here at the Alaska Sea Life Center.
As a research tech, I get to participate in a variety of projects working with seabirds in Resurrection Bay and Kenai Fjords National Park. One of the longer-term projects is a year-round monthly boat-based seabird and marine mammal transect survey throughout the outer and upper Resurrection Bay, making us the only year-round vessel-based marine survey in the state of Alaska. We conduct these bay surveys by venturing out on our landing craft, the Jibatis, every month and count all of the seabirds and marine mammals that we see within 100 meters or 330 feet of the boat. Another major project is a community science project that we do in collaboration with the local high school. For this project, we work with a group of high school students every year and teach them about marine ecology, seabird identification, and take them out on weekly shoreline surveys. They get to learn survey techniques while conducting surveys of seabirds and marine mammals along the shoreline waterfront here in Seward. They collect all of the data, and then we guide them through the scientific process. Once the data is collected, they come up with their own hypotheses and questions. Once their questions are in place, and for those interested in diving further, we then guide them on how to look at the data through data visualizations and data analysis. Once we reach the end of the school year, they have the opportunity to share those results with the wider community. This is an absolutely amazing opportunity for students to get involved in science and to contribute and communicate science to the local community. These shoreline surveys allow us to keep an outstanding database of observations on what birds and mammals we are seeing locally throughout the year. It also allows us to be able to provide supplemental data to what we are seeing in our boat surveys.
The work Sarah and other scientists do at the Alaska Sea Life Center helps us to learn more about our changing marine ecosystems so we can take steps to protect this resource on which we all rely.